When it comes to genetically engineered crops, the argument is long and wide in certain aspects of agriculture and food production. But the nation's top ag official said there needs to be a major discussion involving all viewpoints on the many issues surrounding agricultural biotechnology. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack spoke before the House Ag Committee this week on the subject, saying we need to look at possible new ideas like programs to help producers.
Compensation funds, indemnification agreements, insurance products, all of that, I think, needs to be part of an extended conversation that we need to have in this country so that everybody can do what they want without worrying about economically damaging their neighbor or being damaged.
Vilsack explained to the House Ag Committee why biotech crops have to be a big part of world food production.
We have a growing world population. The amount of land capable of producing crops is not necessarily going to grow. The chances are that it could very well shrink with urbanization and the spreading of cities. And that's why we're looking at a multitude of ways to try to deal with this issue of, do we have food security? Will we have food security? How will we accomplish it? One way to do that is by figuring out how to increase productivity of crops. And there's no question that biotechnology has increased productivity.
He said it's both a productivity and environmental issue, as there is genuine concern about water quality and soil, and biotechnology is one strategy they're looking at to reduce the amount of pesticides and chemicals required to continue to have that productivity. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.